Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk NFL with Adam Kaplan on NFL Insider. What's up, Adam? How are you?
Guys, good to talk to you. Hope you had a good holiday and glad to be back at it. Chiefs coming off their bye. We'll see if they could run the table here. They've got a really interesting schedule, but you know what? They played really well before the bye, and they're certainly got themselves together right now.
They do, and we're very excited about this big game against the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football. And so let's just get into it. Denver, clearly they have issues at quarterback, and they surprised me when they blew out Dallas. They surprised me last week when they beat the Chargers. And so clearly they can beat good teams. But, man, I just feel like the Chiefs are gonna not only win impressively on Sunday night. If you would, give me your thoughts on what Denver is. Are they a real contender? Are they a team that's just had a couple of good performances against good teams? What are the Denver Broncos?
So what they have is a very good defense, really, really well schemed up and executed. It's Vic Fangio's 34 defense that he's run for years. And they execute at a very high level. They've had some injuries. We know about the Von Miller trade. They just got back Bradley Chubb, other outside linebacker from ankle surgery, so having him back certainly will help. They're deep in the secondary. They've been beat up at inside linebacker. They run a 34, so they've actually had a lot of guys out. That's one area where teams think that they could come in and run against them, but they're a pretty good defense, and they have a really good running game. With Javonte Williams, their rookie out of North Carolina, is terrific. Their second rounder, he'll take over as the starter next year for Melvin Gordon, who's on the final year of his contract. But they're a two-man backfield. But you said it right; they really struggle at quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater got hurt last week, came back. He probably will play, but the reason why they have a winning record is because it's more about their defense. But getting back to their offense, they've got an excellent group of receivers. They're just because the struggles of Teddy Bridgewater, who doesn't really challenge downfield, their numbers aren't as good as they should be.
Well, and Drew Locke didn't do a lot to try to take that job away from him when he went out of the game, did he?
No, he struggled, and Vic Fangio talked about that. Drew Locke's a guy, it just shows you, if you've got good size and a good arm, but you don't have accuracy, it doesn't matter. You got to be accurate, and he is not. He threw a pick in his 7 dropbacks. He's not been who they thought they were. And remember, this general manager, George Payton, did not draft him. He inherited him. He brought in Teddy Bridgewater, who he knew from his days in Minnesota. And George Payton, their GM, has had a great draft, by the way. They've got a lot of talent on offense. That's the thing. They could spread you out if they want. But they'll go with 2 tight ends plenty. They're super deep at tight end. Quite frankly, this team with a better-than-average quarterback, a top 10, top 12 quarterback, Is it not only a playoff team, they can make a deep run, but with Teddy Bridgewater, that's just not going to happen.
So give us your prediction. What happens on Sunday Night Football at Arrowhead Stadium?
Yeah, I expect the Chiefs to win. I'm going to make it 26-17.
Okay, so I'm the crazy one that keeps saying I think the Chiefs are going to run the table. You mentioned it. Do you think the Chiefs are going to run the table, Adam?
Well, they're certainly capable of doing it based on their schedule. Is it terribly daunting? No. The Raiders are improved. The Chargers are so up and down. Their defense has struggled lately. The Steelers are struggling. The Bengals are improved, and they play the Broncos in Week 18. So, yeah, they're clearly capable of running the table here, and it wouldn't surprise me if they did. But it's not like they're playing any dogs on the schedule. Every team that they're playing is at least around 500, if not better. So they can do it. And the thing is, when their defense plays as well as it has been lately, they certainly could beat anybody.
Okay, I'm jumping way ahead to Monday Night Football, and we'll work our way back. Because we had this interesting debate that had me I'm befuddled now, because I thought I knew what was going on in the NFL and parody and everything else. It's been wild. So Monday Night Football is going to be the Patriots and the Bills. Mm-hmm. And like at the beginning of the season, clearly I would have said, well, the Bills, that's the most dangerous team. That's the team the Chiefs want to, even though they beat them last year, and we saw what the Bills did to the Chiefs earlier, let's see if we can avoid them in the playoffs. I'd love to face the Patriots. Now, I don't know. And so Monday Night Football, who's the better team? Who's the better Super Bowl contender, the Patriots or the Bills?
Right now it would be the Patriots. Here's why. Tre'Davious White, one of the top corners in the league, for the Bills, lost – for the rest of the season due to a torn ACL. That's going to crush them. When you lose the number one corner, that's just bad. And then with, you know, New England, I know they don't throw the ball very much. High 20 attempts, low 30s like last week. But Mac Jones is so efficient, just so good. I talked to one of their players not too long ago who said that he processes incredibly well. They give him enough that he handles it. They have a run game to support it. You mentioned their defense is playing outstandingly well. You know, they got off to that bad start, and the crazy thing about the Patriots, it's just typical of the way that the league has been this season. They're yet another team that has not played well at home, but they've been great on the road. They are 5-0. The Patriots are on the road. They're just 3-4 at home. And remember, for years, that it was one of the hardest places to play, obviously with Tom Brady there. So, the Patriots now have to look at it and say, we've got our identity. We run the football. We don't ask Mac Jones to throw the ball a ton, and we're playing great defense. And that, to me, is a winning formula.
So, you put Bill Belichick in a great defense out there. You got to be worried about it. There's some other teams. First of all, I want to ask you, Adam, about the balance in these two conferences. Because I believe at the end of this past weekend, you've got 12 teams in the AFC that are 500 or better, and you only have six teams in that same situation on the NFC side. Does it surprise you to hear those numbers, and what do you make of the balance of power right now between the two conferences?
Oh, yeah, the NFC is way weaker. In fact, you only have six teams above 500 in the NFC. Now, Washington, who had the Monday night win against Seattle, they're pushing now. They're 5-6. But it's top-heavy between Arizona, Green Bay, Tampa Bay. Then there's a drop-off. The Rams have dropped off. Stafford's not playing well. Their defense also is not playing at the level it was earlier this season. Now, I would say that because of the injury to Tre'Davious White, I just don't think Buffalo's going to get there. Now, the big question in the AFC is, and this happens every year, there's a sleeper team that we didn't see being this good, and it would be the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
They got themselves together. If there's two terrible losses, they got smoked at home against Cleveland. It was a bad loss. The Mike White experience only lasted one game for the Jets. They've righted themselves after their bye. They've won two in a row. They're 7-4. They're right there. And they're actually right now tied with the Chiefs at 7-4. They're that team could beat anyone because they're great on offense. Their offensive line's certainly not great, but it's better than it has been, and their defense is very underrated. And Joe Burrow's come back very well from his ACL injury last year. So, look, they're there. They're the team that do not sleep on the Bengals, the fifth seed right now in the AFC.
Mm. And so they're going to beat the Chargers?
I do. Wow. I believe they will. The Chargers certainly are capable of beating anyone, but Chargers are a team you can't trust. I'm very surprised about how bad their defense has been under head coach Brandon Staley.
What do you think the problem is?
They're awful against the run. They don't tackle very well. The last few games, their secondary's not played well at all. It's hard to understand. And you can't blame it on injuries this year. They've had their share of the COVID issues and injuries on the defensive line, but most of their guys are back. They're still hanging in there for a playoff spot, and by all accounts, they'll probably get in as a wild card. They certainly won't win the division. I can't imagine they would. And they're only a game back, but they're not playing that well. They're very up and down. They're bad defense, quite frankly. It started against the Browns in the high scoring game of the season, where over 90 points were scored. And it's been downhill ever since. But and also Justin Herbert has been very up and down lately.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it's hard to understand. But they just have to right themselves. They have a lot of upside, but they're just not a very consistent team.
Hey, Adam, you referenced the Washington football team trying to make a push. I think they're in the playoffs at 5-6 right now.
Yep.
And they play the 6-5 Raiders in an afternoon game on Sunday. And man, I mean, I give Heinicke credit. I'm a fan of watching him, just his whole storyline and all that. What do you think of that matchup between Washington and the Raiders?
Yeah, it's competitive. The Raiders had an amazing game last Thursday on Thanksgiving. Most penalties in a game this season by far. The Raiders are hanging in there. There's no doubt. And then Washington's turning around. Taylor Heinicke, who you mentioned, remember talking to Scott Turner, the Washington offense coordinator, and he reminded me, and I kind of knew this in the back of my head. You know, he's had Heinicke in three places, Minnesota, and then Carolina. In fact, if you recall, when Cam Newton was having problems with his right shoulder, Taylor Heinicke was the third down quarterback. They bring him in when they know they had to throw because Cam couldn't throw it. And he's got a lot of moxie. He's a pretty athletic kid. He's small. He's under 6'1". And I think ideally if Washington's being honest with themselves, he would be much better backup than full-time starter. But he's done a good job. He's a little bit of an awkward thrower, but it gets there. And he's super aggressive. He's super aggressive, and that's what I think Washington really loves about him.
Who do you think wins, Ravens at Steelers?
Ravens are clearly the better football team. Look, I know what happened at Miami. That was crazy. Highest blitz percentage of any team. The Dolphins against Lamar Jackson, nobody was ready for because they'd never shown that before. But I would say overall, right now, clearly the Ravens are the better team. I can't imagine the Steelers are going to make the playoffs there. Their offense is not very good. Ben Roethlisberger struggled. They've got offensive line issues. They don't run it particularly well. Although Najee Harris has had a good year in terms of overall production, not a lot of explosive runs. And their defense has had injuries. They're really, and here's the shocker. They're really bad against the run, which nobody saw, but they've got two defensive linemen who are on injured reserve, and that clearly is contributing to it.
I mean, but this is pretty close to a must-win for Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Yeah, they have to. Exactly right. They have to win. Look, Baltimore's defense is hanging in there. They've had injuries in the secondary, pretty significant, but their front seven's very good. And how about Devontae Freeman coming out of nowhere, a guy that people felt was finished at 29 years old? He's had a rebirth here with the running game with the Ravens.
Running backs, man, you can find them everywhere. But,
yep.
But for Baltimore, look, they're 8-3, and you got to give them credit for winning all these close games, but how nervous would you be if you're a Baltimore fan that they're just flirting with disaster, and then when you get to the playoffs, the bill's going to be due?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, the problem is he's been wildly inconsistent. He in the middle of the season, boy, he looked awesome. Looked like he'd be an MVP candidate. Lately, not very good. They got to get him settled down. They need to get the explosive plays back in the pass game with Hollywood Brown. Mark Andrews is always good, but they need to get their shot plays going, and they got to get their run game. The other thing is they need more explosive plays from Jackson in the run game as well. They don't have that. So they're a Jekyll and Hyde team, kind of. But as you say, they find a way to win. I mean, that Lions game, they clearly got outplayed. They got lucky with playing at Detroit, where what happened was the refs missed the delay of game. And because that 5 yards might have cost them. Remember, Justin Tucker hit that 60-plus yard field goal to win it, where the Lions got cheated there. And the Lions, unfortunately, still do not have a win.
All right, so Thursday night football, the Cowboys and the Saints. Taysom Hill will be the quarterback for the Saints. I don't know what to expect. And honestly, I don't know what to expect from the Cowboys anymore. So what do you make of this game?
Yeah, I mean, Taysom Hill has a plantar fascia injury. He talked about it this week. It's tough to play with it. He's got a partial tear. He'll be in some pain. You could either wear a certain cleat or an insert to help you, but he's still going to be in pain. They got to get something going. The key with him is running the football because he's special with that ability as an athlete playing quarterback. They lack big plays. There's no question about it. And Alvin Kamara is still questionable coming back from his MCL sprain. And their defense always keeps them in it. Overall, the Cowboys should be able to win this. Amari Cooper, you know, I guess apparently he wasn't feeling great, but he passed the COVID test, so he's going to play tonight. He'll be available. They took him off the COVID list. They need him because, man, it's just different without him. They need him. And unfortunately, Cedric Wilson, who filled in for him, did a great job last week, will not be available.
That COVID situation, everybody coming back from Thanksgiving and all that, I think a lot of fans kind of been holding their breath this week. Do we need to worry about any more positive tests before the weekend rolls around, or are we good now?
Well, the thing with COVID is it doesn't always show up within 48 hours. It could show up 4 or 5 days later, and you do worry about that when people around other people. You just don't know. And then the other thing is, once you've had it, you don't always feel great the first week back. And that's the thing that, as we've learned about this, in a year and a half we've been dealing with this, you just don't know how people are going to feel after it. It's the energy situation. It certainly is talking to people who've had it. It's get your energy back. And it's not. And then the thing is, we don't have the outbreaks like we had with the Titans last year, but the Cowboys have a pretty significant one with Mike McCarthy, their head coach out, some of the systems out, a couple of the players are out, and it does impact your ability to prepare. But the Cowboys, if we're just being looking at it from an analytical standpoint, roster versus roster, the Cowboys are clearly the better team right now.
And how can people experience some Thursday Night Football with you, Adam?
Oh, yeah, can't wait. So thank you. Yeah, tonight we've got my Twitch channel, The Adam Kaplan Show. You can follow me on Twitter. I'll put a promo up later today. And it's amazing. We have more Chiefs fans in there from our promo here than other fans, and we'll be watching together on our feed. It's in HD, and I talk. You fire away questions. We have a discussion through the chat, and it's super cool, man. We get it started at your time about 7:20 Central. We'll start at about 8 Eastern. The game kicks off at 8:20 Eastern, and we go until the end of the game. It's cool because the funny thing is, even when it's a blowout, they do a great job of promotion. They usually promote it on the front page of Twitch around halfway, and then like 4,000 or 5,000 people are in there watching with us, and it's kind of funny. And it's cool because you got fans all across the country. It's not just any particular team. It's actually really cool, and it's a great, Amazon owns it. It's great technology, and we're also going to do a wild card game. And remember now, folks, there's only one bye per conference with the revised playoff rules. So we'll see if the Chiefs can get there. It's going to be hard to do it, but we know the Chiefs will go to the playoffs. The question is, how far do they go? And we'll know that later this month.
And don't be afraid to bring the fantasy football questions to Adam.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Matt. In fact, I got 3 or 4 teams that are going to be going, and we got to see. I got some tough decisions this week. These darn buys. We got to get rid of the buys. I can't stand them.
No kidding. I lost because Patrick Mahomes was on a bye last week. But
now your backup quarterback?
I had to pick up. I thought Heinicke was going to have a better game, and I was down.
Yeah,
I was down 18.
Better.
Yeah, I was down 18 going into the Monday Night Football game, and he did not score 18, Adam. So
no, even in overtime, he didn't get it done. Right. Yeah, that's true. All right, well, good luck this week.
Well, Adam, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, thanks.
Yeah, I got Mahomes, so I didn't waste a roster spot in a backup quarterback because I'm not going to ever bench Mahomes.
Start somebody right? else, right.
And so then I waited too long, and then I had Slim Pickens to start a guy.
Heinicke's not usually a bad pick in that regard because he can run the ball a little bit.
Yeah. This is what I say about him now. Fantasy football wise, I love watching him, but just,
Yeah, I like his story, though.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like his story on Monday Night Football.
I didn't like DK Metcalf's story on Monday Night Football. Well, one catch.
Yeah. It was a good one. We'll take a break back after this on WHP. Oh, hello there, Kansas City. I didn't see you standing there. Stephen St. John here for QC Kinetics. Do you have pain that you deal with? Yeah, I do too. Pain in your knees, your hips, shoulders, maybe back pain? If you've been looking for relief, you need to check out QC Kinetics. Non-surgical regenerative treatments for joint pain. We're talking lasting results using natural biologics. No surgery, no pain meds, no steroids, and no downtime. The treatments actually encourage your body to heal itself using highly concentrated natural biologics. People have been raving about it. For hip pain relief, knee pain relief, all that pain I was talking about, if you need relief, check out QC Kinetics. Don't let others keep giving you steroids. Don't let other people tell you that surgery is your only option. Get a free second opinion at QC Kinetics. Do it now and imagine life in 2022 without pain. Call the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics today, 816-412-6299. 816-412-6299. QC Kinetics.